Now, I'm delighted to welcome to Northside today on this Monday morning, Christopher Brady. Christopher, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Christopher, you are one of the objectors, or you're part of a group that's objecting to a proposed wastewater treatment plant for Clonshock. Can you tell us what your objections are to it, please?
Well, as part of the residents of Clonshock, what we are objecting to is the fact that Irish Water are planning to put up this sewerage plant, this monster plant, as they call it, where we call it just a monstrosity, that's going to be four times the size of Crow Park, and it's going to be 65 feet high. Now, Irish Water have said it's at least 300 metres from the nearest dwelling, which we still find incredulous that they can actually come out and say that. This plant will be doing something like 200,000 litres of grey water a minute, and then they'll be pumping that out into the sea just off Port Marnock there. Now, the objection that we have is one, it's way too close to where people are living. Secondly, it's the health and safety, not for only ourselves, but for our children and our grandchildren that are going to be coming along, because this plant actually has to vent twice a day to let out fumes into the air. Now, Irish Water have said, don't worry about that, we'll catch those fumes, there'll be no smell or anything like that. And we simply don't believe them. Based on our record today, we don't believe them whatsoever. In fact, we don't believe anything they say, because we do believe that this will be a disaster for the area, because of the fact of the sheer size of it, and the fact that if something does go wrong, and something will go wrong, and if that dark water comes pumping out into the sea, you're talking something like 200,000 litres, I say, a minute, nothing will stop that, and by the time it is stopped, it'll be too late, it'll be an absolute disaster, even an ecological disaster out there. So anything they say, we don't believe them.
Christopher, can I just ask you, for the purposes of the uninitiated, the site that they're talking about developing, where is it and what's there at the moment?
It's on the R139, should I say, which is the old N32. Just near Bewley's there. It's going to be going in there. That's where it is. Now, that's just at the back of Clonshock. And this people are saying, it's Clonshock. But you have to realise, and everyone has to realise, that it's not only Clonshock that will be affected. It'll be the people of Darndale, Mofew, Belcamp, Clare Hall, Dunamead, all those places all the way down there, Port Marnock as well. Now, we've had other groups, because we've got things up and going now, and because we're shouting about it, we've had other people from other areas coming to us and asking, can they join in to help? And Irish Water need to know that this is only the beginning of the protest. We had a march last week, we had meetings, we had leaflets being distributed around everywhere, and it's only starting, and we're here for the long haul. And the only way we're going to stop is when Irish Water decide, okay, we need to put that plant somewhere else. And when I say somewhere else, I have to be clear, I don't mean in someone else's backyard. I mean somewhere where it does not affect communities. And it's not only affecting the people of Clonshock, as I say, it's all the surrounding communities, and they are now coming together to fight us.
And Christopher, what stage is this at vis-a-vis planning? Is it a fait accompli? Is it a...
It's not completed yet, it's not even started. So we have been down at the site to have a look, and we've seen there's a road going into it. So there is some work going on. I think they're testing soil and all this sort of stuff. But for us, we feel that the Irish Water thought, yeah, we'll just put this in here and the community will see if that can never happen. Well, that's not going to happen, and that is not happening.
Yeah, but what's the question I'm asking you, Christopher, is where is it in regards to planning permission? Has planning permission been granted for it, or has it only been applied
not
for?
Not yet. It's with Board Plan All at the moment.
And I presume that one of the things that the On Board Planala would be looking at is the suitability of this site. Now, I have heard it from other sources that if it was to be moved back further into the site, that it may be more amenable at that stage, but that where the proposed building of it is on the site is totally out of kilter with what it should be.
Well, as far as we're concerned, there's other factors as well. If you look at it, you have the end, the R139 now, should I say, going down. That's only going to be the only entrance in there. You're going to have something like 25 trucks a day or more coming up and down that road every single day, you know, with products for treatment. That's what's going to be happening there. So traffic-wise as well, it's going to be awful. Like, gridlock everywhere. And these trucks going up and down the road. It's just, it's absolutely crazy what they're thinking of putting it.
And Christopher,
they can't be moving the back and all. It's crazy.
Christopher, is there anything, we'll say for argument's sake, that Irish Water could come to you, or, sorry, not to you, but to your organisation or your group with, that would make this more palatable for you?
Yes, there is. They could come and say they're putting it somewhere else. That's the only thing. That's the only thing. Because if you look at that site, I don't know if you've seen the site, but right at the back of that, where the old Belcamp College was, there's actually building work going on there now, and there's houses going in there. These people that move into those brand new houses will probably be able to see this thing out the back window. You know, it's right on top of them.
Yeah, the other thing I suppose that I have to put to you, Christopher, is that, you know, this is something which is really, really badly needed. We are currently have had to pay out fines because we haven't been treating our water properly. That we have seen situations where beaches, particularly along the east coast, and I'm thinking Donabate, most recently Balbriggan, Rush, Lusgerries, etc., where they've had to restrict or even stop people using the facilities there because there is literally raw sewage being pumped out into the Irish Sea, that this treatment plant is badly needed and it has to be done. Now, I appreciate what you're saying, yes, but not where they're considering putting it. Can you see that side of the argument, that this is something which is badly, badly needed? And particularly, you know, as you say yourself, like, there are developments going on there, so there's going to be as much of a supply of, as you call it, grey water as there is. That's going to actually increase with additional building.
Well, let me just answer that here. I do agree with you that this is absolutely necessary, this is needed. And that's not the argument here. We do agree that it, of course, is needed for this country, absolutely. But common sense, and you don't have to be an expert to say, common sense says you don't put it where they're thinking of putting it. But I'm sure Irish Water have lots of experts on board, lots of people can go out there and find a suitable place for it, not right beside communities. And we're not saying it's not needed. That's not the argument. Of course, everybody agrees it's needed. We know that. But don't put it right beside communities. And I don't mean just beside my community. I'm talking about any communities. Find somewhere else. There must be an alternative place for it. And if they say no, there's not, that's just not an answer.
And Christopher,
you know, you need to go out there and find somewhere.
Do you know at the moment when it's envisaged that this work will actually commence?
We don't know when it's going to commence yet. As I say, still, Von Bob's and all have to give the go-ahead first. So we're not too sure when that's going to happen.
And one last question, Christopher, before I let you go. And I appreciate you joining me this morning because I do know that you're under the time constraints. Have you or anybody from the organisation met with, and for the purposes of the interview, we'll call them, the other side, to discuss this and maybe come up with an alternative or something that would be suitable or agreeable to both sides?
They were invited to come to the meeting last week and they didn't. Or as we're aware, there was a meeting on in Clonshock last week and they didn't show. And a lot of the community did show there. We had representatives from Fianna Fáil there and people before Profit there and the local community were there and representatives there, but they were invited to attend, but they didn't. They declined.
And Christopher, just on that point, in relation to local political representatives, have you got their support, or are they being nonplussed about it, or have you got commitments that they will support you?
Well, people before Profit have been very supportive, and Sinn Féin have been supportive as well. But the real people, the real ones that have pushed this and that have got us where we are today, is members of the community, is members of the Clonshock community that have started all this off. You know, the likes of Theresa Doyle, Terry Gray, Nicole Brady, and Nolan Brady. They're the ones that, in particular, Nicole and Nolan, who got out there and knocked on doors and got people, you know, aware of what's going on. And Terry jumped on board. Theresa Doyle, I know, was started from the beginning a couple of years ago. And this is all, everyone's coming together now and saying, look, this can't happen. We have to fight this. Even though, as I say, I agree with you, that's required and it's needed, but not where they're talking about putting it.
And Christopher, just again on the greater scale of things here, you know, the hinterland and the communities that this will affect, if it's constructed where they're saying or where it's proposed to build it, in sheer hard numbers of people, how many people are we talking about this affecting? I know you've listed out the areas, but roughly how many people will this affect?
Well, it's going to be thousands. I don't know how many people are in all those communities together, but it's literally thousands and thousands of people. Because if you look at the communities, you have Bayside, Sutton, Portmarnock, Clare Hall, Dandale, Belcamp, Clonshock, Riverside, even up at Santry maybe. All those communities are going to be affected. But that's literally thousands of people. And it's not only that, it's people coming in to visit people. It's airplanes coming over. It's tourists getting off at Dublin Airport. It's not the first thing they're going to notice about Dublin when they go up. So what is that smell in the air? And that's what it'll be. And if they're releasing that twice a day, I guarantee there'll be particles going out into the atmosphere as well. And people will be breathing that in. And that's going to have a terrible effect on people's health.
Well, Christopher, thank you for joining us this morning. It is a campaign that we will be definitely keeping an eye on, and you might come back to us if there are developments, and we will talk to you again in relation to it. Until then, Christopher Brady, thank you so much for joining me on Northside Today.
Thank you. Thanks.